KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy and 74. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Tuesday, September 4th. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust in Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle. Some occasional showers and storms throughout the day today. High only of 78. Right now, there's a line of storm stretching from east of Marlow up through Lindsay over toward Purcell, Noble, and east of Oklahoma City. And again, expecting high only about 78 today. And we did get a trace of rain in downtown Chickasha overnight. Contract talks between the local police union and city council on tap for tonight's city council meeting. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
First National Bank and Trust Company has so much history. You might be thinking, this is my grandma's bank. There's no way it can keep up with the tech world.
Actually, Randy, our customers have been logging into the FNBT mobile smartphone app for years with just a fingerprint. And today, we're pleased to announce for iPhone 10 users with facial recognition, you can log in with just your pretty face.
Wow, that's cool.
At FNBT, we harness technology to serve you for life.
First National Bank, member FDIC.
A closed-door session set for the Chickasha City Council this evening when it meets for the first of two scheduled September meetings. The executive session to discuss the status of negotiations for the new fiscal year contract with the Fraternal Order of Police Local 129. Another business, the council to consider accepting a $200,000 grant from the Federal Aviation Administration, which will pay for fencing and gates at the airport. The panel may also decide to approve a contract with a firm to appraise some city-owned property near the Chickasha Sports Complex. It's recommended the panel spend a little more than $13,000 to contract with Valbridge Property Advisors. The council also to award retirement watches to a couple of longtime city employees. Steve Sanders has worked for 22 years with the Lake Maintenance Department, and Chris Dennis has worked for 16 years with the Fire Department. The council also to recognize police officer Derek Hunt as the city's employee of the month. The council meets at 6:30 tonight at City Hall. Tomorrow morning is when State Auditor Gary Jones will be in Chickasha to talk about his office's role in auditing county finances. The discovery that Grady County elected officials were being overpaid will be the primary discussion. Jones to address a special meeting of Grady County Commissioners as well as a meeting of the Excise Board. The meeting open to the public. It'll get underway about 8:30 in the morning in courtroom number one at the Grady County Courthouse. In Caddo County, authorities looking for a Carnegie man implicated in the death of his cousin and an arrest warrant issued for 39-year-old George Allen Codicete last week. Authorities say his cousin died in a traffic accident in which Codicete was drinking and driving. The accident occurred last November. Codicete charged with first-degree manslaughter after former conviction. Online court records indicate that Codicete pleaded guilty to a felony charge of possession of a stolen vehicle from a 2003 arrest. More Cool News coming right up.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now three generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
A truck driver charged with the unlawful removal of a body when the remains of his fiancée found in his semi. Charles Lockhart of Michigan arrested last week after the body of Jennifer Jadrick was found in the cab of his semi at the Lawton Duncan Y. The Duncan banner citing an OSBI report indicating Lockhart gave authorities conflicting stories. One of them said the couple had an argument. She left with some people they didn't know. When she returned, he said Jadrick was drunk or high or both. He said they had spent the night in Tulsa. When he woke up, Jadrick was dead, but he didn't call authorities until he got to the Duncan area. Lockhart in the Stevens County Jail, pending a $250,000 bond. A preliminary hearing conference set for September 27th. A motorcycle rider hospitalized after crashing his bike into a pickup over the weekend. 19-year-old Kyle Hamlet of Godibo last in stable condition with head, arm, leg, and trunk injuries. He was flown by air ambulance to an Oklahoma City hospital. The accident happened about 2 o'clock Sunday morning in Godibo. The Highway Patrol reports Hamlet broadsided an oncoming pickup when the pickup turned in front of him. Four people riding in the truck, not injured. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down a bit Friday, but up for the month of August to $69.80 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $77.42. Natural gas also up for August to $2.91 per million BTUs. Metals were down for the month of August. Gold starting September at $1,200 and silver $14.29. Obituaries today include 47-year-old Sandy K. Wages of Chickasha, funeral at 10 o'clock this morning at Northside Church of Christ. Arrangements are with Ferguson Funeral Home. And funeral for 46-year-old Matthew Hoyt of Chickasha, 10:30 tomorrow morning at Ferguson Funeral Home. Our weather forecast calling for some off and on showers and storms throughout the day. Chance for storms with us all week, as a matter of fact. This afternoon, high only of 78. And right now we have a line of storms stretching from down around Waurika, up east of Marlow, up through Lindsay and Noble, up to Norman and east of Oklahoma City. And right now it's cloudy, 74 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line. 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports. Next.
Sugar Creek Casino presents. He's one of the most dynamic showmen the world has ever known. Up close and personal with Wayne Newton as Mr. Las Vegas tells the story of his legendary career.
Jackie Gleason told me years ago, don't ever have dancers behind you. He said, because ain't nobody going to be looking at you.
Wayne Newton, this Saturday night in the Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com, where legends come to play.
In sports, new high school football rankings are out from the Oklahoman. We have a few area teams in the top five of their respective divisions. In Class 4A, Blanchard at number 4 and Tuttle at number 5. In Class A, Minko up a couple of spots to number 4. And in Class B, the Alec Longhorns with their win over Laverne up 2 spots to number 5. Among the football games this coming week, Chickasha will be at Hera for a 7:30 kickoff, first road game of the year for the Chicks. And Blanchard will be at home with Anadarko. Checking some softball today, Lady Chicks at home with Blanchard. That's a district matchup out at El Curry Field. Lady Chicks still looking for their first district win. Blanchard is 2-3 in district play. The Tuttle Tigers still unbeaten in the division at 7-0. They are 16-1 overall. Bridge Creek and McLeod tied for second in the district with records of 6-3. USAO soccer teams winning their home openers last night against the University of Houston Victoria. The men got a header off a corner kick from Llewellyn Evans in the 78th minute to win 1-0. Keeper Daniel Merkel had 2 saves. The women got goals from 3 different players to win 3-1. Junior Allie Gordon and 2 freshmen, Emma Rice and Jasmine Clua, scoring for USAO. UHA had just 4 shots on goal. Keeper Brandy Hutchinson had a save. Next up for USAO, home games with Tabor College tomorrow night at 5-7. College football last night, a top 20 matchup at number 20 Virginia Tech manhandled number 19 Florida State by a final of 24-3. And the Oklahoma City Dodgers heading to the postseason after an unlikely finish to the season. After losing Saturday night at Colorado Springs, the Dodgers were forced to win their final 4 games to win the division. They won a doubleheader Sunday, won a doubleheader yesterday, so they win their division, and they're off to the postseason for the 3rd time in the last 4 years. And they will play the Memphis Redbirds now in the best-of-5 series that'll start tomorrow night at the Bricktown Ballpark. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, and the First National Bank and Trust.